Okay.
It should be all right.
It's going to be interesting. I mean,
it's topsy-turvy grid.
Well, okay. There's only a couple of things that I'm thinking about with this grid at the moment. One of them is 1.3 seconds, 1.5 seconds to his teammate. Wow. I mean, wow.
It's
a different league.
But the car was set up for kind of mixed weather. So whether or not today's, you know, what they'll be as close as that, I don't know.
But was Bottas's car set up differently? And he was 1.5 seconds behind him.
I mean,
I've wondered after Germany last year. I wondered whether Hamilton really was that good in the wet. You know, I was just thinking.
Yes, it was an off day. It was an off day that day, wasn't it?
But once again, unbelievable.
Yeah, it was really wet. So here they come. They are about to join the grid with Hamilton first, then Verstappen, then Sainz.
I have my coffee. I've just been making my pizza.
And Ocon is up in fifth place, so he's done pretty well. The Renault's looking good there, and perhaps we will see a different result for them. And what about reliability? Are they all going to finish, or will it be even more failures to finish, as we had last week, which was over eight?
Well, we don't know. They don't get much chance to sort of fix the problems, do they? So
that's it.
You know, what here they come. Can we do about it?
The tension rises. The revs rise. We've got the last few cars forming on the grid now. Then we will have the start. You can see the doctors and safety car at the very back. And a quick picture of Toto Wolff looking serious as always. The man with the green flag is at the back of the grid. Is he going to run across? Yep, there he goes. He runs across the back of the road saying it's ready. Four lights on, five lights on, and it's goal. Hamilton gets a good start with Verstappen and Sainz. Sainz is challenging Verstappen on the outside as they come into turn one. But Hamilton takes it clear. And they all get round there pretty well so far. Sainz going quite wide.
I'd love to have seen Sainz get ahead of Verstappen. That would have been superb. He did such a good job yesterday in qualifying.
He's
still going for it, isn't he?
He's still right up there. Oh, it's the Ferraris touch. Ferraris have touched again.
With each other? I couldn't see properly.
And then one of them lost the rear wing. Oh my goodness me. It's difficult to see which one it was. But they're all over the place. It looked like someone was making a last-minute dive and the two Ferraris came together, but I don't think anyone else was involved in that. It was just the two Ferraris. Oh, dear. There go the Renaults. That's going to be... Oh, there's the Williams challenging. So that looks like Perez has maybe gone ahead of one of the Williams there. It's Vettel at the back. And I'm looking for Leclerc, who's still 14.
Oh dear!
Oh goodness me! What? I've got Vettel. I've got damage. Quite possibly. I don't have a rear wing.
Yeah.
He's got no rear wing. It's hanging off the back. That's him. Surely out.
My goodness.
Surely out.
And he just needs to get it back carefully. Right.
So here we have. We've got the. Can you see them? We've got the onboard footage now. It's Leclerc. It's Leclerc who does it, and he goes in there and he gives no room.
What was he doing? Where was he going?
Yeah, no room.
There was nowhere to go. Four abreast, three abreast.
Yeah, I have to say,
You can't blame him for that. You can't blame Vettel for that.
No. Now they are managing to. Both the Ferraris are in. It looks like. No, yeah. I mean, they can't put on a new rear wing. I would have thought that would take a long time to go.
No. It's the whole back end of the car needs to be replaced. It's not. Yeah. It's not like the front wing. You can't just do a quick swap.
Yeah.
That is shocking.
That is a shocking. I think. Leclerc was just trying too hard because he didn't make a very good start. In fact, he was almost down at the back when that whole incident happened there. And Vettel was clearly ahead of him. They've put the car into the pits, and that is it away. Now, they're picking up bits and pieces there. Yellow flags, safety car.
It wasn't just Vettel, he charged down the inside of everybody. He didn't lock up any brakes. What was that about?
Yeah, it's going back to the old days. Right, the late 80s, early 90s, isn't it?
Well, I thought you meant it's going back to the old days of Leclerc and Vettel hitting into each other. I was just about to say it's not that long ago.
a car that's struggling to be competitive and drivers that are pushing too hard. So he yes. went over the curb and that lifted him. And that's maybe why he was kind of pushed across into...
He went over the curb after he went down the inside.
Yeah, yeah.
He didn't go over the curb and that's what made him hit. He went down the inside, ended up on the curb.
He tries to turn him, and then boom. Yeah.
Boom. You know, what can you do there?
I kind of think, to be fair, Leclerc should be penalised for that. Because I think that is just, you know, I mean, he's going to go at the back of the field, but even still, that's kind of dangerous. You know, it was clumsy, not great driving.
As we've said in the vodcast on Thursday, if Hamilton got penalised for what he did, then five other drivers should have been penalised in that race, and probably about five people should have been penalised that because they hit each other.
Yeah,
you can't pick and mix.
Yeah, but Norris is. Norris
did Verstappen end up at the back because of that? Because if he did, then everybody there will be penalised and all be given 20 seconds penalty and five grade.
The safety car is coming in. Let's lap. So here we'll see. So Ocon is in sixth with Ricciardo right behind him. The two Renaults doing much better than they had done in the first race. Can they keep it up? The safety car then is heading off. Hamilton holds up the pack.
Did you see what happened to Verstappen for him to end up at the back?
It's showing that Verstappen is second.
Oh, I thought you said Verstappen was at the back. Oh, Vettel. Oh, I know. Vettel's at the back. Vettel. Jimmy V's.
And there they go. The restart with Hamilton in the lead. Verstappen second. Then Sainz. And it's all clean as they go past the start finish straight. But of course, Vettel is out and Leclerc is 19th. And Hamilton takes turn one without any major issues. Is that another Ferrari challenging there? Or is that
a McLaren? Is there one left? This is the trouble. It's difficult to see whether it's orange
or
whether it's red.
That's it. Where is the Ferrari, actually? The Ferrari is...
Right, I'm just bringing up the live timing screen, see if I can get that watch them both at the same time. I'll be able to.
That's quite good there. That's one of the McLarens going ahead. That must be Norris. I can see going ahead.
Oh, good, because I mean he did a great job yesterday. He was just, you know, science.
Russell is in 11th. All right.
He started in 12th.
Russell's gone up. Right down to 18th. So what has happened?
He was so pleased because he qualified on merit in 12.
Oh, he's gone straight on. He's gone straight on at one of the corners. I think it was turn five or six.
There was another car there. Was there?
Something has happened there for sure. I couldn't quite see.
There was another car there.
Yeah, that may have just... Yeah, I wonder. So Hamilton leads by 1.4 seconds. And then from Verstappen to Sainz to Bottas, Albon and Ocon. But it's very close behind Verstappen.
He's at the back. He's in last position, 30 seconds.
A long way behind.
Behind.
He must have other issues. He's got into the pits.
30 seconds behind Russell, who's now in 18th after that. So, you know, that's really unfortunate because Russell qualified on 12th.
Merited.
You know, he did a really, really good job. Mm-hmm. So,
That looks like Leclerc only a bit of favourite damage in there. Going to lose his excess for that one.
Well, it's only a higher car. It's a Ferrari higher car.
A replay of the start. Hamilton covers his line well. Sainz has to go quite wide, but enough there, I think, in the turn one. And Verstappen pulls away and covers his place quite easily. Although, after Sainz had a good start there, mind you, slightly better than Verstappen, but he had no real room. They kind of go so far off that line. Great. He's not going to be allowed to overtake by going that far off.
Didn't get enough of an advantage to be able to get a good line around the corner, did he? So that's unfortunate.
Here's Ricciardo's start, because he was seventh. Well, no, he started eighth, and he's now seventh.
Out-qualified by Ocon.
He touched one of the alphas there. There we go. And we have... It looks like Bottas has gone past.
Bottas has gone past.
Going past Sainz. Yes. Yeah, there we go.
Yeah,
the timing is slightly out. Yeah. And now, will he close down on Verstappen? Because he's quite a wee bit away already. They've made a bit of a gap there. So he's going to have to get his foot down to get up to catch up with Verstappen. And there we are, the two Renaults. It was Ocon and Ricciardo, sixth and seventh. Doing so much,
Ricciardo's
much better.
Catching up, you know, Ocon out-qualified him, but Ricciardo's done a better job of the initial few laps of the race, hasn't he? So that's really good.
And Verstappen is beginning to stabilise the gap because it was going up quite quickly in the first few laps, but now it's just 1.7 seconds. Where before, Leclerc and Vettel, no investigation necessary.
What? Oh, yes. F1 stands for flipping well, not consistent. Come on.
That's the thing.
Come on. So Albon's right up the rear end of Science at the moment. That's going to be an interesting thing to watch.
Yep, yep. It's pretty close. Oh, and Ocon did run a bit wide there. So Ricciardo is right with him. Right, there's hardly anything in it.
On his rear end.
Yeah, and we're going to see some good Ricciardo overtakes as he gets closer.
Honey badger moment. Honey badger moment.
Yeah. So here we are. There is Sainz. Then it's Albon. And Albon's not far away from Sainz as well. So, of course, we don't really know about setups. Are they expecting rain? You know, were they expecting... Although it's clear skies at the moment, there's a bit of cloud. So we wonder. It looks dark in some places.
Earlier that Lewis had set up his car for a mixed conditions. Uh-huh. I presume Bottas will be the same.
Yeah.
Would he not?
Yeah, you would have thought that. Yeah, definitely.
You know, that would explain why that they managed to take advantage of the conditions yesterday. But won't they all be that way? Won't they? Because it was very wet. I've not seen it. I would like to. If anyone from Channel 4 or All 4 is listening, you're useless. Okay? Because I tried. Oh no, seriously useless. I still cannot get the streaming of the qualifying highlights to work.
Really?
Okay, yeah, I started watching them yesterday, and all the nonsense that they go on for about an hour, where they're all talking and then they're pretending to say things, and then that Welsh twerp talks bullshit. And then it went to yet another advert break, and at the end of the advert break, you just got the little revolving wheel of death. Oh, and it's been doing that all night and all day so far. Great. So thank you for the BBC for at least attempting to give me some of the qualifying yesterday. No, they didn't put it on the radio.
The good thing is you can actually see it on YouTube. After the F1 channel actually puts the qualifying highlights, only about 6 or 7 minutes on, but they do put that on YouTube after a few hours. Yeah, so it's worth actually.
Because it would be nice to see.
Yeah, I did. It was very short, but it was quite good. It kind of covers all the highlights of it.
At least you get a bit of an idea, I suppose.
Yeah. Now, Bottas, my goodness, he's taken about 2 seconds off Verstappen in that lap alone. And he's now just 4 seconds behind Verstappen. And Albon is 4.7 behind Bottas. And Sainz is now in fifth place behind Albon as well. Then Ocon is just 0.8 and Ricciardo's 0.7 behind them. So that is, it's pretty close in that midfield pack. In fact, pretty much from third place onwards, it's pretty close. And Russell was at the back.
It looks to me like Hamilton's controlling the distance.
And the pace,
it's 2.7 seconds, and it's pretty much staying around 2.7 seconds. As you say, Bottas is catching up nicely. They're all on the same tyres. Oh, this is interesting. Ricciardo is actually on the medium tyres. So he's caught Ocon, but he's on a harder set of tyres. That's bodes well for his race because
he can go a lot longer. Because if a lot of them are on the softs, then they're going to need, they only last, there are quite a lot shorter times for the last ability on that. So, yeah, that could be very good in terms of a bit later on because he can make up a few places. What's interesting, the McLarens are struggling a wee bit. Norris is in 10th, about 8.8 of a second behind Stroll, but Sainz has struggled. He's dropped two places. He's now, originally he was just behind Verstappen in third place, but now he's down to fifth. So he's not far away from Albon, but he's 1.8 seconds behind him. But it's still, they might be struggling a little bit. So we'll have to see how they get on. And there we have it. Coming to complete already lap 11 of 71. And Lewis Hamilton is pulled away to 2.7 seconds ahead of Verstappen. So it's not too far, to be fair. That's room for an undercut, potentially. We'll have to see how it all goes. And Bottas is just 3.8 seconds now behind Verstappen. So again, he's taken about 7/10 of a second out of Verstappen in that lap. Then Albon is a further 6.7 seconds behind Bottas. So he's dropped down quite a bit. And then Sainz is 1.9 seconds behind him in fifth. And Perez is right behind Norris. So he started in 17th, and he's now up to 11th, and is closing fast on Lando Norris, because that car was very quick yesterday. It just made a mistake in qualifying and put them out. But that car is definitely faster. It's quite funny, the pink Mercedes. It's certainly managing to do pretty well.
Well, it didn't do, I mean, they made mistakes, but still they should have converted. They should have converted the advantage. They really should have.
Yeah.
You know, it's quite disappointing with all the work they've done that they've... I mean, what's hilarious is that a lot of them aren't even saying pink Mercedes anymore. They're just saying last year's Mercedes. Yeah. It's kind of, as they've got more comfortable with the idea that they don't like what's been done.
It's quite, when you get to think, even though that's people taking photographs and then designing a car around those photographs, you know, it's a big risk because you might, you know, for all the things you can see, and then you give that to your aerodynamicist and they try and make a car that suits that. You know, if you miss a bit, it could be a crucial area.
This is why people have got a big problem, you see. This is why people have got a problem. I can't remember which one it was. So on something I was listening to, I think it was on the BBC coverage the other day, that they were quoting somebody and they were saying, we did it by taking photographs. There was no intellectual property swapped and all this kind of stuff. We did it by taking photographs, doing that. Well, that's amazing because we beeping well couldn't do that. Basically said, I don't know, you know, you would be very clever then because nobody in our team could have done that. And it was just like, my goodness, that's, yeah.
Seriously. That's funny though, isn't it? It is. It is something else.
Yeah. So Hamilton roll on for a while.
Yeah. Now Vettel Verstappen is still about 2.6 seconds behind. Bottas is 3.9 seconds behind. So again, that gap is stabilizing out a bit. So I would have thought Bottas might be able to close in quite quickly. Albon is dropping back substantially. Is now 8.5 seconds behind Bottas, and then Sainz is 2.3 behind him. So it's beginning to spread out a bit. And as you say, it's Latifi and Russell who are heading up 17th and 18th. Although, to be fair, Latifi's just 2 seconds behind Raikkonen. Then Grosjean and Magnussen are right behind each other as well. So we'll have to see how that goes. It's not saying what tyres they're on.
Such a shame for Russell.
Yeah, because he was really holding well in 12th place.
Oh, wasn't he? And like I say, he qualified on pace. You know, he got to 12th on pace. There wasn't any shenanigans. Nobody dropped out in front of him, like you said before, and all that kind of thing.
Well, as they come to complete lap 14 of 71, Hamilton leads by 3 seconds, and Bottas is still 3.7 seconds behind. It's a great view, mind you. I have to say, some stunning scenery. Now we have an overtake there. It looks like an Alfa Romeo. And then he's slowing right down, or is it? They've slowed down the camera. That's what it is.
Slow motion. They like their slow motions because they can't show anybody in the crowd.
Yeah, that's it. They do their slow motion. Now, Perez has just overtaken Norris, but Norris is fighting back and Perez is having to go very defensive, but holds his line there and I think has got the place pretty secure. Up into ninth place for Perez. Now, can he catch up with Stroll, who's right in front of him, actually? Perez has made up 7 places. Stroll's made up 3 places. And let's see what happens as Perez comes closer to Stroll. Will he move over? Will he have to overtake? Well, that was quite a long way back. He overtook Norris from a long way back. To be fair, Norris gave him room and didn't really, it was quite a wide attempt there. I suppose maybe Norris didn't have much, locked up a bit. So we've got the two racing points, one after the other.
Definitely on the edge of grip there.
Yeah. There they go, and car 44. Here comes Lewis Hamilton to almost finish lap 15. And he's still quicker than Verstappen. Although, to be fair, Verstappen did lap 4/10 quicker than Hamilton on lap 13. But since then...
He's got 3.1 seconds. My timing screen disappeared.
Yes. Yeah.
See, this is like proper commentary. Oh, timing screen's gone.
That's what used to happen to Murray Walker and James Hunt.
All the time. We don't know what's happening on SOSA. Well, not just James Hunt. It was Brundle as well. It's happened for a long time.
Did you know, here's a bit of trivia that I'm sure will tell us. That in the early days of Goodwood, when they first did the Goodwood revival, way back in the late 90s, guess who they got to commentate for it? Live.
Murray Walker?
Yeah, I saw a clip of it yesterday, because at this weekend, Goodwood are doing all the best bits from the Goodwood Festival of Speed over the last number of years. And it's really good, actually. It's really, you can watch it free on YouTube. They're live streaming the whole thing, and it's fantastic. But what an amazing to have Murray Walker commentating on the Goodwood revival. And he was out in the pits, doing his build up, and then of course he would go into the commentary box to do the proper commentary. And what that would have been like, basically to have been there live to see those races, and to have Murray coming through on the speakers would have been amazing.
Well, the thing is, that makes perfect sense. Anyone that knows anything about Murray Walker, and if like me, you've read his autobiography, if you know anything about Murray Walker, you know that he's not a Formula One commentator.
He started on bikes.
His dad was a very successful motorcycle road racer. Yeah, and his dad was a commentator for, whatever was going on, the TT and this kind of stuff. And that's where he started. And he always says that he wasn't very fast on bikes, so he went and did something else instead. But he's kind of fell into the Formula One. He's an all-round motorsports fan, which is the best kind, More like me.
Matt Gallagher from the F1? He was commentating on the F2 race. I think, or the practice session of the F2 race on Friday there. And so he was quite chuffed with all that. Yes, one of our favourite commentators. Not, but it was. He's okay, but he's from the...
Let me just interrupt you now, because I need to clarify that before we go on and I forget about it. Was that sarcasm? I'm not very good at sarcasm. I'm not very good at sarcasm.
Well, it was from our experience of him on the virtual races, which to be fair, Jack Nicholson. Yeah, he was always good, but the others, I have to say, were not.
But he's a proper commentator. I mean, he does Formula One. He does some sports car stuff. He does the Formula E. That's why he disappeared and went to the Formula E, because that was his proper job.
Yeah,
and they were taking it seriously, whereas. It looks like there's a blancmange going past something.
Has it all slowed down?
At least they haven't. This is the other thing that, I was moaning that they sent a helicopter to find the one person out.
Yeah.
On a mountain. Because they couldn't not show bits of the... Well, they're not in the crowd. They're not crowd. They live on the property. Live there.
There's a lot more of them.
The Red Bull, the old Spielberg circuit.
Yeah, so there's a lot more of them. In the mountains now. There's about 100 of them up there.
They did the same yesterday. They were there. They managed to find someone.
I suppose it's quite a good viewpoint.
It even irritated the hell out of me on the radio.
When I used to listen to Formula One on the radio, when it was 5 Live, and then they would head off to get the football or the cricket or something like that, during crucial times. But only now, I think now that they've got the sports channel, Radio 5 Live Sports, you know, which is on its own or whatever, you don't tend to get that so much. They'll be uninterrupted.
Well, something they've learnt, they obviously must have had enough people tend to go and stick it up their thingies, right? They've learnt that saying how the football went in Formula One coverage, but when they never mention Formula, if you know me, in fairness, it's almost psychotic, needs things to be equal and fair. If they went, what a fantastic race we had on the weekend at the beginning of the FA Cup final. You know, if Gary Lineker started going about how fantastic British touring cars was, what a fantastic week for sport, but not mention something with a ball. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Fair enough. You would like, okay, this is normal, but they never do that. They never do that. They might mention rugby, where they've got a squash ball, and then they go on and they talk about football. And I'm, and they used to have, when it was, who was that BBC children's presenter that did it on the BBC for a bit?
Oh.
He set up his own, he does it on BT Sports now, doesn't he? I've forgotten his name.
Oh,
blonde haired fella. Irritating. Just, well, like all of the anchors are. Irritating, because they get people that have no idea about actual Formula One, you know. Well, he's Norwich City supporter, and he used to go, oh, Norwich won, and they talk about football for 5 minutes, and I'm there going, oh my God, shut up.
So there you
more
have
more stuff that I've got to fast forward. Damn, it's live, I can't fast forward, you know, stuff like that. So what are you going to do? What are you going to do?
Lando Norris is now he's 11th. He started 9th, but he is closing up on Gasly.
Yeah, Gasly.
There's not much in that at all. Less than a second, in fact. Hamilton is 5 seconds in front of Verstappen, and Bottas is third, but he's about 2.5 seconds or so away, just under 3 seconds away from Verstappen. And then Albon is 24 seconds down the road. Sainz is 27 seconds, and that's before a pit stop. God, they've lost a huge amount of time.
You wonder whether Albon's actually holding him up. It's a 3 second gap, so probably not.
Yeah, that's a big. Oh, Norris goes down the outside there, but it's Perez holds his line there and had to go defensive. But Norris is catching him again on the back straight at the top of the circuit and clearly goes ahead of him. So Norris is back up into 10th. And then it's in 8th and 9th, Perez, the two teammates. And there's only about just about 2 seconds or so in that. And I'm watching Grosjean. Sorry, you're seeing my head in the way there. He's run wide.
You don't want to do that. The Haas.
You've got to watch how much damage he does there.
Haas is not going well, is it?
They've always had issues with brakes, haven't they? Quite often they run wide.
Oh, well, the brakes exploded on, was it Magnussen's car last week? They've increased the cooling, apparently. But there's only so much they can do to increase the cooling. They open the what do you call it?
The vents, the brake vents.
The ducts, the vents. You know, they take the duct tape.
Oh, we're getting pictures here of Leclerc and Vettel having a chat, and they're both shaking their heads. Oh dear! Oh dear! Oh dear!
Well,
and then Leclerc walks away without saying much.
He's probably saying to him, "You did it to me. Payback, bitch."
You're breaking up a little bit there, Andrew. Just on the Podbean side, I think.
Okay. Yes. I mean, you sort of got that sort of click, click, click thing going on with you a bit. So it could be that the whole world is listening to us. So well, so thousands and millions of people are now listening to us, and that's it. We'll never be able to say anything we actually think again.
See, I've got anything there that I don't need.
Ah, yeah, you see, you broke up there. You broke it up. You broke it up. Hello, you broke it up.
That is strange. But okay, we're still going strong. Here we go.
Check whether your kids are streaming Nickelodeon. Like
they're
that.
All out. Thankfully, they're all out. Oh, there's Hamilton doing a bit of a lock up there.
So You can't even blame the rest of the family. That's unfortunate.
Seems to have come back a wee bit. There you go. Hamilton leading by 5.6 seconds over Verstappen. Bottas is just 2 seconds down the road. Then it's Albon in fourth, Sainz fifth, Ricciardo sixth, Ocon seventh. And Bottas is beginning. He reckons that they're in striking distance within four laps. This is the battle forecast, as we're seeing from the F1.
Is this going to be, we're coming to a pit stop window, are we, perhaps? Is that what he's going to do, undercut?
Yeah, so he's now just 1.9 seconds behind. And he's chasing second place. It's between Bottas and Verstappen.
Right, Verstappen's gone in the pits. So that's my prediction. So is Bottas. They both followed each other.
Well, you must be seeing it ahead of us.
Yesterday when I was listening to the radio, the F1 website live timing was at least 10 seconds ahead of what the radio was saying. Really? So it was kind of like, you know, Hamilton, 1.3. I'm going, oh, 1.3. And then I'm going, oh, somebody's improving. And there's, oh, my goodness. But it took him 10 seconds to say it. Because, you know.
Well, Verstappen's into the pits. You're right. You're absolutely right. Here he comes for his first pit stop. Will this be enough? And what will happen to Bottas?
Well, Bottas has followed him, you see.
Oh, into the pits, is he?
Yeah.
That was a very quick stop.
Screen. It said he's got a little one next to the pits, next to the pit column. So unless they're lying, it could be. They could be lying. That happens.
Well, here we're looking at Verstappen has just exited the pits in third place with Bottas seemingly ahead of him.
That's interesting. In that case, they've screwed up because... Yeah, the timings don't match up with what they're saying about the pits.
Mm.
He's gone on to the medium.
Mm. Ah, there we go.
Oh, Formula One website people.
They fairly fly in, certainly, don't they?
Bad. They are bad.
Is your Formula One timing, is that on your phone or is that on your...
No, it's on right in front of me on the screen, not on the phone. There's nothing else on the phone apart from... Me and you. As a man from Yorkshire would say, me and thee, lad. Me and thee. Troll that mill.
Here they go. So Hamilton is ahead of Bottas by 8.5 seconds. Then Verstappen in third, Albon fourth, Sainz fifth, Ricciardo sixth, Ocon seventh, Stroll eighth, Perez ninth, and Norris tenth. Then it's Kvyat, Giovinazzi, Raikkonen, Magnussen, Grosjean, Latifi, Russell and Gasly, who make up the top 20. And here we see Ocon has come into the pits. Let's see how he gets on. There they go. Oh, they're not doing anything. I think they weren't maybe expecting him. He's got a lot of smoke coming out of his brakes there, especially his front tires, and... He's being retired. Another Renault failure. Oh, dear. Because last time it was also Ricciardo who went out first. But there they go. Yeah, Ocon is out. So that's three failures to finish. Obviously, the thing is, Leclerc and Vettel, that was through their own fault in terms of it wasn't reliability. But that looks like a reliability issue. So now it's Ricciardo who is the leading Renault in sixth place. And he is roughly 2 seconds behind Sainz in fifth. So, yeah, and Ricciardo, of course, is on the medium tyre. So he is in maybe a good place there to see if he can make, if he can catch up with Norris. Now, the Mercedes team looks like they might be getting ready. Well, I just wonder.
Second. Right, Bottas, according to this, has come in. But it's also saying that Lewis Hamilton's come in. So this must be this problem with this, that when a one appears in one place, or is it Hamilton that's come in? Because they're now saying he's on the medium tyre. So they've double stacked him, have they?
At the moment, we're watching Hamilton just before the pit lane, but I think he is coming in. Looks like they're definitely getting ready for a pit stop.
See if they double stack them.
Because both Hamilton and Bottas were on the soft tyre. Here comes Hamilton in now.
Or is it just Hamilton that's come in?
I think it's maybe just Hamilton at the moment.
Because it's only saying, he's got all of them.
There he goes.
He's got one in the pit column, but it's saying the tyre's medium but still soft on Bottas. So yeah. Bottas should be in
Bottas
the lead
has
now.
Taken the lead. Yep, he has taken the lead, and Hamilton exits the pits. And there they go. The pit window is now open for the medium tyres, and they are going on. It is lap 28. We're already near half distance, and he is ahead of Verstappen still by quite a bit, by about 4.5 seconds between Hamilton and Verstappen. And when will Bottas come in? I imagine he'll come in quite soon as well, unless he's cutting that time between himself and Verstappen. That there you go. Now, I wonder how quickly Stroh and Perez are going to come together, because they're right behind each other, so there's not much in it there. In fact, it is just 1.2 seconds. Vettori Bottas looks like he is going to be coming in quite soon. He's still on the soft tyre, done 27 laps on that, and now he is in the lead. Will he go for it? Let's see if he can push out as much distance as he can before coming in. And then will there be a race between Bottas and Hamilton? You'll have to keep listening to find out.
Indeed.
I almost said, now we're going to a commercial break.
Do you have problems with smelly feet? When you go for a walk, you come back and knock yourself out by taking your shoes off. Well, we have the solution. Send stem to dust envelope and £200 in money, cash, and we will tell you, don't take your shoes off, or don't put them on. It's very simple. But this trick has saved many smelly feet incidences with me. And now back to the race. Yes. This is why I never worked in advertising. Oh, you broke it up. Lots of breaking up. I don't know. Is it me? Is it my end?
Maybe if you've got too much stuff on your end there. Maybe just with the F1 stuff as well. I don't know. It's breaking up a little bit. I don't think Ant is on there to tell us whether or not.
He's gone for a walk. So he's not listening. Yeah. I had a conversation with him before.
Oh, well, okie doke.
Definitely gone for a walk.
No, that is fine.
I blame. Who shall I blame? It's definitely somebody I blame. It's definitely their fault. I blame Vettel or Hamilton. Yes. They are the ones. They've done it.
It'll be interesting to see how, I have to say, I'd love to have seen what happened there with Leclerc and Vettel in their conversation, because they met in the kind of in the driver's area behind the, next to where all the media centre is. And they certainly had a look, and it looked like they were saying things. It was clearly, I'm amazed they didn't give Leclerc some form of penalty. I suppose he went out in the end, but even still, I wonder that no further action. That it was a bit of a late move, really, a bit of a silly move. So there we go.
Well, yes, it was.
Hamilton is bringing the gap down just 10.5 seconds. So it was about 11.5. So I think now we're beginning to see the difference with the tyres. And I wonder whether Hamilton will go right the way to the end of the race on those mediums.
Well, you've said it's half distance already.
Yeah, almost, isn't it? So I think they might just be able to manage that. Now, it's looking a bit dark, mind you, in places, doesn't it? It looks a bit kind of variable. Oh, it'd be quite good if we spice this up with a bit of rain. That would be much more exciting.
You evil man. Evil.
Oh, there is...
Can't just have a race.
There's Perez and Stroh, and they're not far apart at all. And certainly Perez was making a huge amount of distance. So he's really bringing that distance in on his teammate on the back straight as they come in to turn four. And then down through the turn five. That's a good shot, that one is. Then turn six. And this is a tricky corner. Turn seven, a kind of sharp left-hander. And they've got to hold the car through and then into turn eight. And on to the little final back short straight at the back, and then it's turns 9 and 10. But the pink Mercedes are right there in it. The racing point. Less than a second.
Well, they're not as far up as you'd think they should be. You know, you've got Science Ricciardo are both ahead of them. They're just, and Lando Norris is only just behind. So they've not walked away in the midfield, have they?
No. I mean, Perez has come from 17th, to be fair, and they're not quite halfway through yet. That well, there's the Ferrari garages all closed and finished, and they'll be packing off that car.
No point them being there, yep, is there?
And heading off to Hungary.
No point them being there.
Now, Hamilton has brought that down by a second in that lap alone. He's now just 9.5 seconds behind. Oh, yeah, yeah, and you can see the replay there. Ferrari double retirement. Oof, that was not a good way to impress your teammates.
Well, I don't think they care about that anymore, do they? He's going. So there's been some news that Mr. Vettel has requested that Martin Brundle do an interview with him. And there's been all this speculation of what that's about.
Oh, I didn't know that. Interesting.
The irritating thing is that the YouTube channel that Formula World, I think it is, with Dylan Shelley, was yet another one that kept going on about, and if it rains tomorrow, that means that they're going to be using the FP2 times. No, no, no. As an absolute last resort, okay. Mm. But no. What they will do is they will postpone it like they did, and if they couldn't do it yesterday, they would have done it this morning. Yeah. It has never, ever, ever in the history of Formula One gone to the FP2 times, ever. That's all anyone ever seemed to be saying.
Because if it's like, really bad, they do it on championship points, don't they? If they do it on championship positions. Like sometimes
they can't get any times at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's it.
It's...
And again, that's very rare that happens. But, no.
Yeah, exactly. But they had to stir it up.
Verstappen's done his fastest sector of sector 2, the 30.018. And there comes into the pits. It's a bit of a ropey pit lane entry there. Because people come pretty fast. It's amazing when you have fast they go there. It seems like they're hardly slowing down on turn 9 and 10. Mm. I mean, you do that in any other type of racing car and you're going to be off into the walls. You've really got to slow it down a bit because the cars will just understeer off. I think...
Exactly. Well, like happened in China that time.
Yeah. What it means to me is that these cars, the grip is incredible. And the, you know, the aerodynamics are just astonishing because they are just throwing these cars into the corners and it just seems to sit. You know, they've got so much confidence that the car will turn in. And then it's four wheels and
downforce.
These big the big spoilers and so on in the back and all this under trees and incredible aerodynamics. And they have got it really working to perfection.
And yeah, it's just aerodynamics. You know, the downforce is incredible, isn't it?
Aye.
Absolutely incredible. So, yeah.
There they go. Bottas has been in the pits. And now Hamilton leads from Verstappen by 5 seconds. Bottas is in third. Albon fourth, Ricciardo fifth. And Ricciardo is roughly nearly 9 seconds off Albon. But I'm not sure whether he's actually closing up or not. Maybe by a small amount. And Perez is a further 25 seconds down the road. So there's quite a bit there as to where they all are. And there we're looking at Saints. Oh, there. And in fact, it's Perez, I think, and one of the Hasses having a great battle coming up to turn 3. It's actually Stroll. Lance Stroll has just come out of the pits and manages to hold his line and keep going. But it's quite interesting there. They were, that was causing all sorts of problems.
Yeah, he's kept himself ahead of Sainz, hasn't he?
And there we go.
Pitted. Lando Norris is pitted and is in seventh. So what's going on there now? Because Norris was behind Sainz. They've both pitted, according to my screen, and Norris is in 7th and Sainz is in 12th. What on earth is going on there?
Both sets of tyres feel softer today. Feel that they are having a harder time, says Hamilton.
George Russell, bless. Lapped.
There's
one lap down.
Albon coming in for his pit stop. But... there's Christian Horner saying, why did we hire him? But no, he's getting there. It's a very, very competitive field. Verstappen is doing pretty well. all Hamilton, Verstappen and Bottas and Ricciardo are all on the mediums. Perez and Norris are on the softs. And Albon, right the way through to Sainz and 12th, are on mediums, with Grosjean on the softs. And then Gasly and Magnussen...
But they haven't pitted yet. Albon and Ricciardo haven't pitted yet, so...
That's true, and Gasly's on the hard tyre. But he's down in 14th. So you've got to wonder how he's going to make the most of that. Oh, it's very close now between, I think, is that it's the Alphas and the Racing Point. No.
Yeah, Giovinazzi. Giovinazzi's got Stroll right behind him, but again, hasn't pitted yet, Giovinazzi.
That's why, yeah. So it's a sandwich, an Alfa Romeo sandwich of Giovinazzi and Raikkonen with Stroll in the middle. And that, as they get towards the top 10 of the grid. And there they come through.
Interesting.
Funny how Sainz managed to go so far back, because he started third. And Norris is now six ahead of him. So he must have had issues with the tyres or something.
So something's gone on. Or maybe the pit stop was just super, super slow.
Yeah.
Maybe they made a mess of the pit stop. You never know.
No.
These are mysteries.
Stroll goes through and takes the position there from...
There we are.
And Perez is saying, did you like that one, man? Ah, yes, good. There they go.
It's kind of the opposite of... What kind of an affirmation do you need, mate? You're a millionaire Formula One racing driver. Stop asking, was that good? Is it okay? Get on with it.
I was playing the F1 2020 game on Friday, it was. And it's really good fun, actually. I really enjoyed it. And I got up to sixth place in the world at one point on time trial. Really? But to be fair, only about 400 people have played it. And that was at Silverstone and F1.
Brand new game.
Yeah, the record, I think, was a 27.7, and I got 28.8, which is not too bad. I thought, I'm sure it will get way, way quicker. But I played it for quite a while, and I could hardly sleep on Friday night because of that. I was wide awake.
So you'd wired yourself with all the wrong kind of stimulation.
Yeah, it was way wrong. It took me about 4 hours to get to sleep. About 2 a.m, I was still wide awake in that. So it was a thing. That's the funny thing with Sims. You do find you can't sleep after it. You've got to have a kind of, debrief almost.
It's pretty well known. I mean, anything like that, they talk about the kinds of light, if you're on your phone or something when you get into bed. It kind of, all the stuff that you would normally be doing to go to sleep is reversed. It's sort of like your brain wakes up and goes, oh, right, so not sleepy time. Okay, we'll get rid of all the hormones that make us sleep, and we'll switch on. Yeah. And then you go to bed, and you do you have dreams? Do you actually? Because I do things. I will have. I don't know if the nightmares or dreams of the thing I was doing. So
sometimes,
if you're playing a game, you're just going around in your head. And
it's interesting. I wonder if other sim drivers have that in race and people who play the games, because it never seems to be on the night that I actually played the game. It's normally a day later. Because, for example, last night I was racing single seaters for real, and my first two races were okay. But by the time I got to my third race, I was far faster. And I was doing much better because I was kind of had the car properly warmed up and I was ready to go. And then I had a very, very funny dream that I was doing a barn find video with Jonathan. And I'd managed to find an old Ford Sierra from 1983, a 2.3 GL, in a barn. And I was going to surprise him saying that's the car he had to drive. And I had to drive an Austin Allegro. So it was... and we had to do a road trip, and whoever broke down first lost. You know, so so I don't know how long it went on for, but Jonathan was very annoyed that he had to drive a Sierra 2.3 GL. But you know, I thought he'd be quite impressed. That's better than an Allegro. You know, it was like so. That even if it was an Allegro coupe, Vanden Plan. That's it. How many of them must be sitting in a junkyard somewhere? But,
I actually drove the Vanden Plaat, I think it's right now, Vanden Plaat Super Deluxe 1.5 with 5 gears, and it was an estate.
Oh, yeah.
As the first, not the first car I drove, but the first car that I had proper lessons
in
from my old roommate, Gary. He took me out on some roads with my provisional license and L plates and insurance and all that kind of stuff towards Halifax over the M62. And that was with a square steering wheel and everything.
That was the second generation one, I think, wasn't it? The one that was the estate. Mm. Yeah. I drove one similar and it overheated at Charter Hall. And my friend Ian, who was a car salesman at the time, and he'd borrowed this car because it was an old trade-in. And we got about 2 laps around Charter Hall, and then it started to overheat and smoke started pouring out of the bonnet. And that was that. Oh, and so we stopped and he opened the bonnet up and he said, no, we're going to have to let it cool down. So that was that. We had to go home. I was about 14. I was so disappointed. And I thought, oh, I just started to drive and it's overheated already. And
the only car that I ever had that overheated was a Maestro 1600 Maestro. It's the same engine. It's basically
E-series engine or something, isn't it?
No. A-series is the 1 liter 850 up to 1.3, the 1275. No, that's the engines they had in the Maestro and the Montego started out as the R-series.
All right.
And then became modified into the S series.
Right.
And they had electronic ignition. They had electronic control of the carburetor, the lovely SU carburetors, which I like. Yeah. But he also had a cylinder head that if anything happened, it just warped. Yeah. So, you know, you look at it, you accelerate, and it goes, no, don't touch me. And then it would warp, and then you'd overheat and die. Very simple. You know.
Yeah, I drove a Maestro 1.3 one time, and it was pretty underpowered, to be fair. A Maestro Club, I think it was, or Club or something.
1.3, I think, had 75 horsepower.
Yeah, nice.
Because that was basically the same. It's the A plus engine that was in the that was the modification of the Mini A series engine.
Aye.
And the A series engine, of course, powering Austin Rovers and the MCs and this kind of stuff since. Well, the A40. It's like, they're not the only ones that have done this kind of stuff. Ford, when they brought out the Ka, the Ford Ka, which I can't even fit in, literally. I tried. My neighbour had one. I tried to get in the driver's side. I had to manoeuvre my leg around the wheel and jam it up one side. Put my leg in the other side. When you shut the door, it nearly broke my kneecap against the steering
wheel.
And I'm there going, well, I can physically sit here, uncomfortable as I am, but I won't be able to drive because I can't move my feet. Can't move the steering wheel. And this is the seat all the way back. Screwed, totally. That engine was the 1300cc engine that's been in every Ford since the flathead,
I know that was a thing.
What
are you gonna do? Well, there we are. It's lap 48 of 71, and Hamilton leads by 4.9 seconds. Bottas is 7.8 seconds behind them. Then it's Albon and Ricciardo. Perez and Stroll are fairly close together. Then it's Sainz in 8th, Norris in 9th, Kvyat in 10th, and Gasly in 11th. And Giovinazzi, Magnussen, Raikkonen, Grosjean, Latifi, and Russell. To be fair, Russell is about 1.1 seconds behind Latifi in 17th. And then Ocon, Leclerc, and Vettel.
Anybody looking like they're getting feisty? Is Ricciardo just about to power past somebody?
He's 4.5 seconds behind Albon, which certainly at the moment it's kind of calmed down a bit. So we need something to spice it up. But it looks like the weather
I would love it if he went past Albon.
Well, you know that
in an inferior car. To go past one of his replacements would be just wonderful poetic justice. That would be fantastic, wouldn't it?
And certainly, he gives it his all. There's no doubt about that. But Perez is only, in fact, he's not far behind Ricciardo, I think, just maybe about a second or two. And here comes Ocon saying to his team, sorry about that. Sorry, we didn't do very well. We broke down. But there you go. Gets a.
Yeah. Sorry, you built me a rubbish car. But you know, maybe you can do better next time.
No.
Yeah, they go over the two, or the Haas and the Alfa Romeo, and oh, that's the Renault and Perez. Perez has overtaken Ricciardo. He did look like he was getting closer, so Perez has got the bit between his teeth, and perhaps he'll be able to pull away. Maybe Ricciardo is struggling on those tyres.
Are they the same tyres that he started?
I think he's been in the pit. I think he maybe has changed to the softs, or maybe it's the mediums. Maybe that's why. Maybe that's why he's struggling now.
No, Ricciardo started on the mediums.
Yeah, so I mean, he'll be due to replace them, isn't he? They'll be running quite a long time.
So maybe here in the last few...
He's maybe hit the cliff.
Bits.
It's getting to that point.
They'll swap him and he'll be on the softs and be able to charge past everybody or something. They come up with these ideas, don't they? But they shouldn't.
Because there you've got...
They shouldn't.
I'm just looking at that.
Position is key. Yeah. You know.
It looks like Bottas is about 4 and a bit seconds behind Verstappen, and Albon is 31.7 seconds behind Bottas. I mean, that's a huge amount. And then Perez is 5.5 seconds behind Albon. And now Ricciardo is going to be struggling to hold on to six because Stroll is all over the back of him and is making a real race for it. So we'll see what happens. Well, in the meantime, Perez is able to head off into the distance.
Yes.
Well, that's not too bad, mind you. When you think Perez started 17th and he's now up to 5th, that's pretty good for the racing point. And can he get towards Albon?
I suppose if you think about it, Ricciardo, the Renault's, we know the Renault's not as competitive as they want it to be. It's not, it's better than it was last year, seemingly. Uh-huh. Maybe, yeah. But maybe in the same kind of position.
Mm-hmm.
So, to be passed by last year's Mercedes, maybe it's not such a bad thing.
Yeah. I mean, the last year's Mercedes was a pretty good car. It does look remarkably similar to last year's Mercedes, doesn't it? I mean, it's remarkable how they come up with that. Oh, Stroll's trying. To be fair, you know, Stroll's done pretty well for what he can get out of that car. You know, a lot of people didn't think he was particularly great, but he is up there, you know.
He does quite well in the wet, doesn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, in changeable conditions. Because they do say that his father has helped to bankroll his drives quite a bit, but even still, he is actually making the most.
Stroll? His dad?
Oh, yeah, owns Williams, isn't it? Just about owns no, Racing Point.
He owns Racing Point. He also owns Aston Martin. He's bought Aston Martin, and next year, Racing Point pink things are going to be Aston Martin.
All right.
And Perez is another one that has a huge budget. He you know, he's almost a pay driver in a way, though he is
good. He's been around a long time.
Fast driver. Yeah. He's been around for a while, and he can look after his tyres. That's what he's most.
He's got the Mexican oil industry behind him, or something. I think, hasn't he? He's got some major.
He's got a Mexican something behind him. I'm not saying it's drugs, but it's definitely got something Mexican behind him, and I wouldn't argue with the guy, would you? They'll find bits of your body in different parts of the somewhere in Latin America, mate. You know what I'm saying?
You wouldn't get that. You wouldn't get that commentary anywhere else.
Well, I'm just saying what people are very, very, very quietly thinking.
I'm sure there are. Yeah, how much laundering is going on? Let's just say of different clothing. But yeah. It's certainly not the Mexican tourist board, you know.
Yeah. I mean, look, I'm I don't know any of this. It's nonsense. But it's a laugh. Yeah. It's a laugh.
Well, I tell you what, Perez is catching up on. He's now just 3 seconds behind him. He's taken over a second and a half out of that gap.
So, at the Red Bull Ring... Do you think if he crashes into him as he goes past, he will be the only driver that gets a penalty? after all the other crashes and hits and steady manoeuvres that have gone on.
Well,
you need to hit a Red Bull if you want to see penalties. You just need to.
They're on lap 53.
And the Red Bull ring.
71. Now, let's see what is going to happen here. If they finish as they are now, Hamilton won't be in the lead of the championship because Bottas finished first last week. And he is third at the moment. And last week, Hamilton was fourth, wasn't he? So less points. So there'll be 3 points between them if it finishes as they are, as it is now.
What?
Unless they get a fastest lap. I don't know if Bottas got a fastest lap.
Unless Albon, Albon cries so hard that someone in the Red Bull ring decides to give him a penalty this week as well. Just because it was such a bad thing he did to him last time that he didn't, you know,
it wasn't
5 seconds wasn't enough. He needs a 50-second now. It's like a rolling thing. It's going to get worse and worse and worse for you, mate. Yeah, you touch our Red Bull man and you've had it. We'll haunt you. It's ridiculous.
There you go. Look, Perez has taken another second off Albon and is now less than 2.5 seconds behind the Red Bull driver.
How many laps to go? How many
there are about 17.
17 laps
to go. So it's a very short lap here, so less than 20 minutes. That in the closing stages of the Styrian Grand Prix. That's really the Austrian Grand Prix times two.
That just sounds so wrong. I mean, I'm not the only one that comes out with silly stuff. On the BBC, they were talking about why it looks like the Syrian flag. You know, Styrian, yeah, whatever. You see, that's quite funny. So let's have a look. Ricardo has pitted and he's on the soft tire. So that's interesting. So Perez has cruised past him on the medium tire.
Yeah.
When Danny Ricardo had relatively fresh, I suppose, soft tires. And seriously, he's cruising away from him. He's 9 seconds, 8 seconds, 9 seconds ahead of him already.
Wow. Yep. Well, he certainly, Ricardo is 6.5 seconds behind Perez now. And Perez is just 1.6 seconds behind Albon, nearly another second.
It'll really spoil Red Bull party at the moment, the top four is the two top teams.
In the next lap or so. Verstappen is about 6 seconds behind Hamilton, and Bottas is about 7 seconds behind Verstappen. Similarly,
do you think we can tweet in and request what the director, the TV director, switches to just as Perez starts his battle? Yeah. Because that usually it would be someone in the crowd or a scene.
Yeah, I've been empty grandstand.
These days it's someone on a mountain. Yeah. Someone in a mask staring at a screen.
It'll be one of the mechanics outside of the back of the garage. Something else.
Mm, yes.
Having a cigarette.
They could zoom in really close to part of the arm code to look at the bolts on it. Because the bolts on it would just quite interesting how they're constructed and put together. Is the galvanization done properly? Much more interesting than Formula One motor racing, obviously. Yeah. Because why would you want to look at that on the television that you paid a ridiculous amount of money to pay for view?
Yeah. No, I know the thing. I do wonder sometimes whether or not they should have allowed other channels to broadcast this live, on terrestrial TV. I think it would have been better to have some competition.
But that's because you're a capitalist. Yeah. Capitalist.
Evil.
When you should be a commie. Yeah. Should be free to all. You see, this is where I've decided. I'm decided to be an artist. Should be free for all. Free for all.
Mainstream.
I should not be. They're using their something privilege, right? To get to watch.
John Free privilege
by having money and paying for it. Dare they? Evil. We'll sort them out. Line them up, send them to a guru.
Perez is just 0.5 second behind Albon. So he's really brought that down quite a bit. There you see him now. The battle is on. They're coming up to some back markers. And that's probably what's been... So here comes Albon, who looks remarkably like Super GT. Steve Alvarez Brown. And there's an ongoing joke that whenever he races, it's actually GT who's racing and not Albon. That so much so that Albon recognised this because he does a lot of virtual racing and mentioned Super GT, and that he knows who he is.
I was just thinking, didn't they do that on Formula E already? And he got kicked out the team.
Oh, of course, yes, that's right, Daniel Apt, wasn't it? that's for the Audi team.
Yes, I mean, there might be a lot of debates about what exactly it means to be sporting, okay? Getting somebody else to drive your race for you on the QT, I think, is pretty clear.
Yeah, I know what to say.
That is not.
I did a program about that, and it got quite a lot of listens. It was quite funny, and I put it as a headline: if you can't be bothered to drive, get somebody else to do it for you and claim the credit.
You know? Terrible man.
You see, they would have had that.
He had a dentist appointment. That's what it was. He was going to the dentist and he needed someone to stand in for him 5 minutes. So I'll be back in a minute and I'll take over then. So it was, yeah.
And there they go.
I think. Oh, that's his fight.
They're getting there, though. He's getting within distance, I think. He's not far away. 0.8 behind, and we'll have DRS. Now just less than 7/10. Now less than 6/10.
Good old DRS.
Now 5.5/10.
DRS is special.
And again, he'll get DRS coming out of turn 3. Drops back a little bit there. That's a hard corner. They do tend to drop back. But he's certainly within touching distance, that's for sure.
Oh, well, he can't overtake them. Touch your distance in, mate. You're not allowed to get in touching distance. No. That's what it was. That's why Hamilton got the penalty. They touched, and they could have got COVID. The car, that poor tyre, they got COVID, and it started coughing and spluttering. That's why it retired.
There we go. You know what we're not seeing? We're not seeing quite as many sparks as we did last year. Remember, there were lots of sparks from the undertrays of the car last year. Doesn't seem to be as much of that here at Spielberg.
I mean, maybe they've run out of titanium.
Yeah, avoiding more, right?
All the interesting coloured sparks you get is always titanium.
All right, because that's one of the best things you get in Abu Dhabi when it gets dark. You know, when they start and they go over it. I love that track.
I mean, I think they do it for effect these days.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's actually the plank
is wood or something.
It used to be made out of a kind of MDF because it would wear, but something like that, some kind of composite.
That's something.
So if you get like orange dust,
So it looks like a Red Arrow. It's spraying all this stuff at the back. Then they wonder why they can't get close. You know, can't see all the bits.
I can't see. You know. This is where the Allegro would come in because the oil would be splitting out the back. And everyone would go, I can't see it on my visor. I've seen it in films. And they did it on films. And they go, ooh.
And I was about
James Bond did
16
it.
Or 17. The local man who owned a scrapyard that I knew offered me an Allegro coupe for 50 quid. And I nearly bought it because I thought, I could.
Coupe?
Yeah. Well, the three-door.
Hard enough to get in the back of an Allegro without taking the door.
Yeah. Well, this was a three-door one. And it still had an MOT there for about 3 months. And I was thinking, I'll buy that and I'll sell it to some person who wants an old Allegro, and then my father went with me and he said, there's no way you're buying that. That was that. It was
not a chance. Buying Allegro,
50 quid though.
The Maestros and Montegos I had, I didn't buy. They were given to us by family members and by friends because we had so little money. And I still regretted having them. They were free and I still hated them.
Yeah, Maestro was
because it was just so unreliable. And I mean, the weird thing is that one of the nicest cars to drive in terms of chassis I ever drove was a 2-litre MG Maestro. That was quick. It was rapid.
Yeah.
But you just know that 10 minutes down the road, some would fall off and you wouldn't be going around the corners anymore. You know, the suspension would collapse and then it wouldn't be so good.
Yeah. They weren't the strongest cars. Now we've got Norris and Sainz right behind each other. Norris has come through the field.
Oh, line of stern.
Yeah.
That's so interesting.
61 laps completed. I have 71, 10 laps to go. And Hamilton leads by.
Both in the points, though. Both in the points. The thing that annoys me is that the 10th should be Russell.
Yes.
But, for, you know.
He's got ahead of his teammate. Oh. He's got ahead of Latifi. God. He's now in 16th place, and he's 2.3 seconds ahead of him.
Wow. Bless him. I mean, Latifi's just...
And he's only 2.3...
Claire Williams was saying earlier that, you know, he's done really well. It's his first race and all this kind of stuff. And it's, yeah. However, he's there because he's another Stroll, but with less pedigree.
Mm-hmm.
You know, his dad...
Oh, he's let him pass.
...sent him a McLaren and his...
He's let him pass.
Ooh. Right. Well, let's.
Norris has gone ahead. Norris has gone ahead at Sainz.
Right, if he's going faster, okay, then he's got a chance of catching up with Stroll and Ricciardo.
Yeah, I see that.
To end up sixth.
Yeah, that's true.
So they're working for the team, you know. I despair of these people that keep going on about how they get on too well. They've got respect on and off the track, but that doesn't mean they're not racing hard. They're just, they know that they're better served working together and racing. Racing doesn't mean you hate someone or you're disagreeable. Like I say, everything's fair and you feel like you're being listened to and given equal equipment. You can get on with this stuff. It's when you have ego problems like Vettel and the like, you know, when you start being a bit close to the edge like those two seem to end up being all the time, to stamp your dominance in some ridiculous situation. That's why they don't want Ricciardo in Ferrari. They want someone that will back up what they are obviously considering their number one driver. Same with Red Bull. It's exactly the same situation. They've got someone that's not going to threaten, that's glad to be there, got offered, you know, doesn't mind winning the odd race now and again if he gets the chance, but isn't going to wreck it for the team.
Yeah.
And there's all these people saying, oh, Ricciardo was a clear choice. No, he wasn't. It's a clear choice if you're an idiot and you don't know how to run a Formula One team. You know, if all you're thinking of is the fastest, isn't it? Because that's the only skill you need, which is why Hamilton's the first rookie world champion. Oh, wait a minute.
That's it. Yes, he lost it in his first year, only by a point. But still, that was enough for Raikkonen to win it back in 2007.
But the reason why he lost it was because he was very, very fast.
Yeah.
But didn't have the other skills necessary to...
Because, I mean, it would have been incredible if he'd won that.
Close the deal.
You know, unbelievable almost. That.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's the thing. And he had some great races in Formula 2, or GP2 at that time. They're on YouTube when he spun off on his first lap and he gets back into second place. He's virtually last to second in one of the GP2 races. I think it was at Turkey. And he just overtook everybody. Really was I don't know how far away he was to first place, but it wasn't bad. Bottas is in striking distance in one lap time of Verstappen, according to the Formula 1 timing. That overtake difficulty is quite hard. Well, he certainly has caught up, because at one point he was 2.3 seconds behind. Now he's just 1.4. And they've got six laps to go here at the Styrian Grand Prix.
So they've got six laps English to make a difference.
And Verstappen has said drivability out of turn three is horrendous. So he's struggling. He's struggling to get out of that. Let's see. Yeah, Bottas is less than a second now behind Verstappen. So he is getting there. But Verstappen's pretty good, pretty defensive. This will be a good test of Bottas. Can he manage it? Or will it be a series 1-2?
We've seen him race pretty hard. You know, I know there's the reputation of him not being as good as Lewis, but we have seen him race hard and do well. So just because Verstappen's, you know, the wunderkind doesn't mean that he's necessarily the one that's going to come off better. As long as he doesn't do anything stupid like smash into him, because he's one of them, isn't he?
Uh-huh.
I wonder if he'll get a penalty if he does. It'd be interesting. Oh, no, they'll give it to Bottas. Red Bull Ring. Red Bull Ring.
Here he comes. Out of turn three. Onto turn two, onto turn three. He's right up with Verstappen who goes defensive.
He's on the outside. He's on the outside. And he's, Verstappen's got he's a sensible driver. He knows. Yes. This is great because he's given himself a good chance to just breeze past now. Yeah. Yes.
And then
he goes over to the inside.
But Verstappen goes around the outside.
Is that thing where he keeps going? Oh, look at that.
And he's done it. He'll have the line for the left hander, but
he took it back. Not yet. That's awesome, Rosie. Good. That's fantastic. That's what we need to see. Super, both of them.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
He must have superior grip going around that bit of corner. That was very canny of Verstappen, actually. He was really good at Bottas. He knew not to fight him on that first corner. Yep. He knew that he could get him on the next one, but he couldn't finish the deal. Brilliant. Yeah. Really good.
Coming up for another shot. He's right up there as they come into turn one. Surely he'll have DRS there. Yeah. Oh, yes. Now, will they catch up enough?
It's another round the outside job, isn't it?
And it's going right down.
DRS again on this one.
There he goes. He's coming down. He's ahead again. Almost into it, but this time Bottas has kind of got him, I think.
He placed his car better. Because he went defensive on the inside, it allowed Verstappen to pull alongside him on the outside and then stay there for the next few corners. So that was good. Bottas learnt. He knew that he had to do something different. The only thing I'm worrying about there is he looked like he might have weaved a little bit. And if he did... And they decided that because he's in a Mercedes and the Red Bull ring,
10-second penalty,
that he should get a two-hour penalty to make sure that he's at the back because he was not that Verstappen's ever. Yeah. Right, watch now.
He kept his line straight.
Verstappen's the one that moved, which is
there. They go. It's
frankly
now a Mercedes 1-2 with Verstappen in third and Albon in fourth, Perez fifth. Perez is just 0.8 seconds behind Albon, giving it another shot to see if he can try and get into fourth place. There's certainly a lot lying on that one that we'll have to see how he gets on. He's coming to complete lap 68, just 9, 70 and 71, so three laps to go. Lance Stroll has been against Ricardo.
How's Norris doing?
Ricardo break quite late.
Oh, that's interesting. Perez and Ricardo have got ahead of Stroll. Perez has taken Ricardo, which we saw.
I think we're just about to see that now. You're a bit ahead of us. Hamilton sets a lap record, 106.7. Oh, and they're bringing something in. They're bringing a Red Bull in.
Right, so he wants that. Verstappen
is in the pits for his... I suppose he's far enough ahead.
Will he get out ahead of Albon?
Should do, because Albon's about 22 seconds or so.
I don't understand why he's doing that. If they've got three laps to go, I know why.
To get the lap record, I think.
He's doing it to get the fastest lap. See, Hamilton wants that extra point so that he's only 2 points behind.
Aye.
So that's what they're doing. They do this.
Thing is, Verstappen come out in traffic. So that's
good. I mean, oh no, what shame.
I think that's going to ruin any chances of him coming out and doing that fastest lap. But we'll see. I've been wrong plenty of times before. That he's got, looks like an Alfa Romeo and a Haas in front of him. Now the Alfa Romeo has pulled across. That will the Haas do the same? Bottas is about 14 seconds behind Hamilton. And Verstappen is a further 22 seconds down the road. And Perez is within a tenth of Albon. My goodness. So it must be close, but we're not seeing that here. Carlos Sainz, new lap record, 105.6. That's a huge amount quicker.
Really? Wow,
a huge amount quicker than Albon.
And Norris got the last one. That's incredible.
Perez must have gone off because he's now 2.5 seconds behind Albon. Something must have happened. We missed something there, but...
Usually. We always miss something. But strangely, they've not shown anybody.
He touched. Albon.
Second penalty.
He's got a loose. His front wing is loose. Perez's front wing is loose.
Which one? Albon, Perez.
Yeah, his front wing. He must have touched it somewhere.
Albon better watch out for his back tire, then, because that's usually where it gets cut.
Away. And now it looks like, my goodness, is that Norris? Stroll and Norris are right there.
This could be messy. Oh!
He did.
Push him off the track. Apparently, you're not allowed to do that. It just seems to... Oh, I don't know.
Certainly, Stroh is hanging on to it with everything he's got. But this is lap 71. So they must be open.
So he's got to get this done now.
Yeah. This will be their last lap starting now. Here they go. But I have to say, Hamilton has not been... There's Hamilton there coming to win the Styrian Grand Prix. My goodness, they are. So he will be second in the World Championship. But a great win. Here comes Valtteri Bottas. There we are. Who will retain his championship lead. Oh, and they're going at it. There is Norris and Stroll. He's on the back straight. Can he do it? He's certainly a... He cut across, but he had to do that. But Norris has got it. Norris has got it. Now Ricciardo is right behind him.
Excellent. That's really good.
Yeah.
Will Ricciardo get... But I mean, I quite like the idea of Ricciardo getting past because I'm a bit of a fan.
Yeah. And Verstappen has finished third. Albon is fourth. Perez is fifth.
So that looks like it was against... So it's ahead of Perez and Stroll.
Yeah.
Going to this. Or not. Oh, right. That's what I'm seeing. Okay, this was ahead. He took Perez there, so he took... Oh, he's made two places up. He's in fifth.
Yeah, something's happened there.
Excellent.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I see what you mean. Well,
Perez...
Perez was struggling, and Norris got fifth. That's brilliant.
He got fifth because the Perez was going so slow, and it's pointless him coming in.
Yeah, so he just managed to get past him on the line.
So let's see what he does here.
He kind of comes through.
Pretty much kept... He comes through, but he...
Yeah, no, that's fair, because right.
He went to defend, and then... So he's only one
move.
Yeah,
no, I think that was all right. I think that was kind of...
Look how much faster he is, pulling away from...
Yeah, he's just going straight past him.
Perez, of course, is going so slow. He has to go slow. He's got no downforce on the front. That's excellent.
Stroll doesn't know if he should come out or not, because look, he's sitting right behind his teammate. And then he realises that Ricciardo has come. And look at this. It's going to be a neck and neck finish. So I'm not sure.
So he should have. He should
Did
have.
Did Ricciardo get past?
Kept going. He should have kept going. Perez was just getting in the way of everyone being an idiot.
But Stroll never went past him. He kind of stayed behind him. And that allowed Ricciardo.
Yeah, exactly. When what he should have done was gone past so that the team gets more points.
Yeah, keeps that position.
Oh, my goodness gracious me.
Well, at least they're parking in the same... Because last week they parked on the grid, didn't they? They actually parked on the track. But now they're actually deciding they're going to park in the grid slots where they were before.
Well, wherever they park, they need to do the interviews well away. That's the problem. They keep doing these interviews in stupid places.
So Hamilton is the winner. And that takes him up to second place in the World Championship. And there he goes.
Marvellous.
Looking very, very happy, I'm sure, inside that helmet there.
Well, he's won his race. He should be happy.
So that Mercedes is looking pretty good.
He should be very happy.
And they go to Hungary, which is also a very kind of tight track, lots of corners. Will the Mercedes be good round there too, I wonder?
Traditionally, the Red Bulls have been better. Mm-hmm. But Mercedes hasn't been weak.
Yeah.
And, you know, they keep talking about how they've, how can I put it, they've addressed the issues that made them weaker last year and the year before. So maybe they'll be fine.
There we go.
Maybe they'll be fine.
Well, that was it. Styrian Grand Prix from Austria. Did you enjoy that race then, Andrew?
It was pretty good, actually. Wasn't that was good? Some stuff, good action going on. They didn't irritate me too much with the coverage. Right.
I think that was reasonable. Excellente. Yeah. And next week we'll be doing Hungary again from the same time. 2:10. If you're about, you'll be welcome to join me.
Better make sure that I don't eat anything so we stay. Or we could call it Magyar, which is its proper name.
That's the one. And of course, we'll have our weekly show this Thursday night at 9 o'clock. So make sure you don't miss it. But from the Styrian Grand Prix, it is Hugh Hattrick and Andrew Marr. And I'll leave it to you, Andrew, to do our motto as you do so well.
Drive fast, but try not to crash.
Excellent. Bye just now.
Didn't add anything this time. I'm doing well.